Assalamu alaikum. How's everybody feeling this evening? In the name of Allah, who appeared to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, to whom praise is forever due, in the name of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ and Mahdi, and in the name of the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Jesus, Messiah in our midst, I greet you again with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu alaikum. It is a huge honor to have the guests and the believers here at Muhammad Mosque 32. I hope that as you arrived, you were greeted with something that made you a little bit more comfortable, something that made you a little bit, you felt a little bit more welcome when you stepped onto the grounds of Muhammad Mosque 32. As you can see, just like any nation, we do have a defense system, but we not set up like this white man's world is. We don't wanna be rough and tough to our people who are coming here out of the hells of North America to get some revival, some rejuvenation, some healing, or as they said, the bomb in Gilead. So when you come in, you meet with some of that defense system that we have. There should have been one of my good-looking brothers outside. That's not funny, but my brothers, I got some good-looking family members. And they should have greeted you with a warm greeting. And make no mistake about it, that warm greeting was to test your spirit, to lift your spirit, to let you know that you are now entering into a sovereign territory and that you are welcome, but we are also here to protect those who are here to be serious. And as you come through the doors, you're greeted by another individual and you go through checkposts. And I have to thank you all for submitting to that. You may find it very peculiar, these military maneuvers and the operations that we have in here to a house of God, right? It's not something that you naturally encounter when you go to another synagogue, a mosque, or a church. But we believe that Allah came to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, and he has deep, deep, deep concern for the lives of his people. And so what does that mean? We're going to do everything that we can to keep you all from experiencing some of the things that sometimes happen in these other institutions, where people pull out weapons and they harm the man that's teaching, or they harm the audience, or they're creating a distraction that could have otherwise been thwarted if there had been a proper check procedure. But again, we're not taught to be like this white man's world. So as intrusive as that process may be, we try to do it with the lightest of hands. We try to do it with the highest of spirits, so that you know that even though we are checking to make sure there isn't anything that could cause a nuisance in the sanctuary or anywhere amongst the believers and the guests, that you're still welcome here. That's the most important thing, is that when you pass through these checkpoints, hopefully we've done our job well enough to leave your mind state left in one that is still ready to learn and not angry about what just happened. So thank you again for submitting to that check procedure. Trust me when I say it is for all of our protections. So we have a heavy subject ahead of us tonight, brothers and sisters. Heavy. When you teach a woman, you teach a nation. Now, the birthing process, we know, comes through our invaluable women. And let the men silently thank Allah for that. But I say that to say, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he said something very interesting when dealing with that which Allah uses as a cooperator in his creation. The force to change the reality of the way we live is correct knowledge deposited into the right place. Carefully planning, rightly choosing, plus continued application of desire and effort and will, a woman can produce mental giants. You can produce gods. We don't play about our sisters, brothers. We don't, because they are the factory of our future. They are that which God uses. Really, they're the second self. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us to take the goddess the S off, because we don't diminish our sisters. They are gods just like we are gods. So when we are issued challenges by them, we get to see what we're made of. I'm going to tell a quick story so then I can bring up these wonderful sisters that are coming. We had a drill exhibition a couple of weeks back in the park. And the sisters, they had been practicing for so long. Their routine is great. Then they let us know that they wanted us to join them or introduce them by drilling before them. And brothers, we didn't have nothing planned or prepared. But it was the woman that brought us to an urgency to make us bring out of us that which is in us that only a woman can. So we said, man, we're not going to fail this mission. We're going to show up for our sisters. And we called on the brothers and the brothers that can make it. We showed up and we showed out, and then the sisters showed up and showed us out. But we thank Allah for you, sisters. And this next sister that I'm going to bring up, she is a part of what I'm talking about, a potential God maker, if not have already made one. I'm not quite sure. But I'm speaking none other than our sister, Sister Jenna. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
As-salamu alaykum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Far Muhammad. I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted and living Christ. And I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine servant and representative in our midst today. I also want to give thanks to Student Minister Abdul Halim Muhammad for letting me say a few words tonight. It is in their three great names that I greet all of you in the green words of peace of As-salamu alaykum. The topic for tonight is, when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. When we hear the word woman, we may assume it means a biological female person. Yes, it is true that the woman gives birth to bring forth life. However, while reading The Birth of a Savior by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, women can relate. I came across a new understanding of how the word woman can relate to a prophet, because a woman give birth to children, a prophet by his mission or knowledge of God gives spiritual birth to his people. Therefore, he's styled with a woman because one brings the child to the birth physically and the other bring a spiritual birth to that child. Master Far Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are all powerful examples of prophets being styled as women. They also participated in the birth of the Nation of Islam through their mission of bringing forth spiritual understanding and awakening. Master Far Muhammad is styled as a woman spiritually teaching the birth of a nation through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, while Mother Maria gave physical birth. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan recounted in the MGT Virtue 2023 edition during a tabletop talk with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I heard your mother, dear Apostle, one day say, and I shall never forget this, Mother Marie Muhammad, in this little room right here, she said, he is not the same man that I born into this world. She said, Allah made him over with his own hands. And she was saying that, in other words, you were just not the same child that she gave birth to, that something had happened to you since Master Far Muhammad has taught you. And to me, it is just like he nursed you right up into himself and made you fall in love with him so completely that you didn't want yourself, you wanted him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is styled as a woman spiritually teaching the birth of a nation through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, while Mother Samara gives physical birth. In the book, When You Get Into Trouble, Nursed from Your Holy Quran, by Brother Dimitri Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to Minister Farrakhan, Brother, I want your mind. I want you to line your mind up with my mind so that there will be one mind. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said he later asked Brother Jibril Muhammad, just how could the Honorable Elijah Muhammad make his mind line up with his own mind? He said, it is easy, brother. He just take you through the same thing he went through. According to the book, UFO in the Nation of Islam by Brother Ilariha Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan made promoting the proper understanding of the teaching his top priority in his rebuilding work during what would be considered the fall of the Nation of Islam in 1975. He had to rebuild in the minds of the followers the rightness and truthfulness of the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allah guided, strengthened, and ordained the rebuilding of the Nation of Islam in America by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and as a result, a new generation has been exposed to the rich transformation content of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, although each one of us has been physically birthed from a woman, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is styled as a woman spiritually through his mission, teaching believers and continuing the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As stated in the book, When You Get in Trouble, Nurse from the Quran by Brother Demetrius Muhammad, Allah carries the believer through suffering and pain that only he can deliver us from. When these situations arise, it's become clear that we can't deliver ourselves. Yet, somehow we escape. Somehow we get what we need. We are healed, and there is no clear reason why. It is at this point that the believer knows that he or she has been delivered by Allah. He delivered us and ordained a way out for us as he promised in his word. It is then that we are no longer believers in God. We become knowers of God. For we have met him in our hours of suffering. Mustafa Muhammad came to make us into God. Allah, the original man, went through pain inside triple darkness to produce himself in the universe of life, of light around us. Allah carries the believer on a path of pain and suffering to produce in us his mind. In closing, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan state in the 7 speeches, without you sisters, the nation is finished. With you properly taught, we have a beautiful nation and a great hope for a great future. I leave you as I came in the green words of Assalamu Alaikum.
Sister did a wonderful job. Let's give her one more time. Wonderful job. I'm gonna let these sisters continue rocking it. So I'm gonna get out of the way and introduce the next young sister. I watched her come into the ranks. Her and her mother are like the most dynamic duo that I've seen in my entire life. Oh, I'm talking none other than Sister Elias Shea. Come on up, Sister Elias Shea. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, family. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is our great leader and teacher. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is our Messiah and our Miss. I would like to greet my beloved family in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu alaikum. How we doing, family? Praise be to Allah. So what our topic today? When you teach a woman, you teach a nation. The first thing we think about is the power of the woman. What is the reason why Allah created the woman to be, you know, here? And the first thing I can think about is when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. I think about Allah, the creation of the woman. He created the woman out of the best version of himself. Now, I know sisters be like, we make mistakes sometimes. I'm not the best all the time. Well, it's okay. Because Allah sees us as the best version of himself at all times. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I am a little nervous, okay? I'm a little nervous. But the one thing that I can say, being nervous is not always a bad thing. Being nervous is also a good thing. Because when you come in front of God's people, you know, we're trying to be great, but sometimes we make mistakes. So just bear with me, family. All praise to Allah. So the minister talks about the divine value of the woman in September of 2011. And he mentioned, he said, God never intended the woman to be ignorant. He never intended the woman to be unlearned, uneducated, because when you are unlearned and uneducated, you cannot fulfill your destiny. Growing up in the Nation of Islam with my mother and my father, praise be to Allah that they were already in the nation. And they went through their trials and becoming members of the nation, and they had to teach me on how I can defend what I'm coming from. Now, growing up with my mother, she was the one that I was always inspired by when it came to being a woman in the Nation of Islam and how I represent myself with Honorable Elijah Muhammad's help and Honorable Minister Farrakhan's. But also the one person that also stood up to me was Dr. Ava, may Allah be pleased with her. And in the final call, this beautiful final call, on page 23, it says, when the prophet said, heaven lies at the foot of mother, I want you to think about yourself as a mother, even if you're not one. Myself is not being one yet. Soon you will be. God loves you so much he created you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach us that God found himself in a woman and he brought her out of himself. The Quran says he created you of a single being or essence, and he created your mate of the same kind. After reading this, we think about the importance of protecting our womb as women. It's very important to protect your womb even when you're younger. You know, we have the music, you know, talks bad about you, calling each other the B word, you know, makes each other feel bad about ourselves. Watching certain movies, horror movies. Now, sometimes I do watch my horror movies now. I ain't gonna lie. But sometimes it is always important to protect your womb because you don't want anything to affect what that child is gonna be. You know, sometimes you'll get into, oh, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling anxiety. But why do you think you're feeling that way? Because of what you watched. Now, we obtain a lot of negative energy through people, and that could be through ourselves as well, because we tend to put ourselves down as women. We're not good enough for this, brother. We're not good enough for this. But let me tell you one thing. If a brother is meant to be with you, he's going to be with you for the right reasons. Not to just treat you with his body, with your body, not to just misuse you. If he really wants to fulfill something with you and grow a nation, which you're going to do as you, you know, when you get married and have children, that would be the brother you want to pursue you. Now, in this generation, we have a lot of idols and celebrities that we look up to. And the sister that you're going to hear from next, Sister Arian Nicole, that was who I used to listen to when I was younger. I didn't listen to a lot of, oh, I'm listening to Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. You know, those are our sisters, and I'm not putting them down in any kind of way. But when you constantly listen to something that is of negativity and constantly listen to something, thank you, sir, constantly listen to something that is going to bring you down, you cannot uplift yourself. You do not feel fulfilled in your destiny. And that's the main thing as the women of Nation of Islam that we're here to fulfill. In closing, let me get my part right. It is important for women of Allah God that have a personal connection with him. That way, when you become a wife, a mother, you will already have that personal relationship built with him. I remember when feeling down about myself and comparing myself, but I had to remember Allah God made gods, but he didn't make them to be the same. He made them to be different in all ways. Allah said, I will make things new. And with each God is a different talent and a different, you know, prophecy that they have to live out. So being of that, I tend, and a lot of us as MGT, we tend to want to put ourselves on a higher standard because we try to live the, you know, the righteous way of God. But I'm going to let you know this one thing right now. Sister Elijah is going to make mistakes. And one thing I'm not going to do is put myself down because I know who I'm coming from and what I'm tend to do. So thank you for allowing me to, you know, talk to you for a few times. And I want to leave you in the greeting words of peace. Of assalamu alaikum.
Sister's powerful, ain't she? Sister's got something. Praise be to Allah. Keep striving, sister, and standing on the shoulders of our late doctor, sister Dr. Ava Muhammad, on how to serve the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this nation. We're going to bring up another sister. I know she's dynamite as well. Sister Asila, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Master of this day in judgment in which we now live, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I further bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I am forever grateful to Allah for coming to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raising in our midst the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I furthermore give thanks to Allah for blessing us with the Jesus in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their most humble names that I greet you in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Student Minister Abdul Halim, for allowing me this chance to speak to our believing family this evening. I am grateful to Allah for allowing this night to occur. When I was given the wonderful opportunity to enter into the ministry class, I was deeply honored. Allah creates us, placing us in the womb, allowing us to come to birth, and maturing us stage after stage. As I continue through my life journey, I am forever amazed at the blessings and opportunities Allah has granted me. As it is written in the New Living Testament of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined for what God has prepared for those who love him. I love you, Allah, and I thank you. Dear family, let's explore what is meant by the title of tonight's subject of When You Teach a Woman, You Teach a Nation. In the lecture series, How to Give Birth to a God, Part 5, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan states, and I quote, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us, where there are no decent women, there are no decent men. For the woman, particularly the black woman, is the mother of civilization. The minister further states that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us, no nation can rise higher than its woman. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon said, a wise child maketh a glad father, but a foolish child is the heaviness of the mother. If you have an ignorant woman, more than likely she will produce children after her own kind. Whatever you are is what you produce. According to the Oxford Language Dictionary, decent is defined as conforming with generally accepted standards of respectable or moral behavior. In today's society, what is generally accepted or presented as acceptable more than likely cannot be described as respectable or moral. There's a compromise there. One is generally acceptable by society's standards, or they are a morally respectable person. How can we fix this picture? How can we become decent women? We are taught that in the nation, if the nation is going to be elevated, the woman has to be lifted up. If the nation is going to be a wise nation, then our women have to give themselves to the acquisition of knowledge. If the nation is going to be reformed and made better, then the black woman today has to give herself up to being reformed. Reformed means having relinquished an immoral, criminal, or self-destructive lifestyle. We are taught that before the sun, the stars, and the moon, there was woman. There in the triple darkness of space was the self-created God and the second self of God, the woman. God studied himself and found within himself woman, which is his helpmeet. The woman studied him and assisted him in being a helper to God that he may accomplish whatever he pleased. What better teacher to learn from than God himself? We are blessed here and throughout the earth because Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, came to make us gods. Allah came so that we may be reformed and know what it is to be decent women as well as decent men. We are being taught, when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. God is teaching us, the MGT, as well as the women around the world tuning into the Final Call Radio or other platforms of divine revelation. He is teaching us the knowledge of self that is transforming our entire being. We are now contributing factors to our own liberation and independence from the present standards of Satan's world. Our existence won't be in opposition to life itself when we accept God as our teacher and submit. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said it best, as long as our women are in this low condition, they will produce men in a low condition. He goes on to explain, we are not what our mothers are pleased with, but mothers, your children are yours. Society has to take its part, but you have to take the full weight. To make it plain, the minister references scripture saying, train the child up in the way it should go, and when it is old, it will not depart from that way. He then closes the point by saying, if you put the right things in the children, the society cannot take them out. My beloved sisters, we all need to submit and change our tendencies, change our goals, change our trajectory. We need to accept our own and be ourselves. The aforementioned quotes, when you teach a woman, you teach a nation, where there are no decent women, there are no decent men, and a nation can rise no higher than its woman, are not to put a burden on the woman, but they are to highlight the great importance of the woman. In the Holy Quran, Surah 5, verse 6, it says, Allah does not desire to place a burden on you, but he wishes to purify you, and that he may complete his favor on you, so that you may give thanks. Now, family, with all that being said, would you agree that we are truly blessed to have the teachings? All praises due to Allah. Sisters, our wombs carry nations. It is God along with our minds that shapes the child both inside and outside of the womb. Seek the assistance of Allah when looking for help guarding your thoughts. Remain steadfast in prayer and your studies. I leave you in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, we're eating good tonight. That's a fact. Yeah, we're definitely doing that. These sisters are bringing it. We have our keynote speaker coming up to carry us through the rest of this mental dessert, if you will. When you teach a woman, you teach a nation. Sister Arian.
Assalamu alaikum, family. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Fadid Muhammad and for showing us his redeeming power and taking one from among us, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who only completed the third grade, and making him to confound the scholarship of this world. Master Fadid Muhammad, he took the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up from Black Bottom, Detroit, and he contended with the rulership of this world in wisdom. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a wake-up message so that we can come up. Down here in sin, everywhere we look around, people are being accused of wickedness and accusing one another. We live in a sea of sin and corruption. When you see us in a nation, we're fish that came out of troubled waters, right? Some of us in the sea are still on banks trying to get out, and others want to see how low can we go. We haven't hit rock bottom quite yet. Some of us are out here looking for teachers and guidance to prevent ourselves from making grievous mistakes. We want to know how to maneuver in the wild. We're trying to save our families. We're trying to save our families and our children from flames of a corrupt society that consumes us and spits out the bones. In our right minds, we want to be saved from death. It's in our right minds. But even though we want a God that has mercy on us for our mistakes when we fall, and we do, right? I know I do. We want mercy. But we find that even after all of this wanting and desire for redemption for ourselves, sometimes we still or we have a problem believing in the redemption of the man or woman next to us. You know, they may have done us wrong personally. But this is why I thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Fadid Muhammad. He is a redeemer who sees into the core of our being. He looked past our faults and he saw our needs. I thank him for raising the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and for leaving a divine guide and helper in our generation, a trumpet, Minister Farrakhan. It is in their names that I greet you all in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. I would like to thank our student minister, Abdul Halim Muhammad of Mosque 32 for the opportunity to bear witness on this rostrum that belongs to Minister Farrakhan. Brother Halim always compliments and encourages us. You know, if you've been to study group, you know. or wherever, you know, when he sees talent or a gift or something good, he acknowledges it, right? And that's good to have, you know, that form of encouragement. You know, our brother is a professor. It's Brother Professor Halim, and I thank Allah for him. You know, I had to get my scriptures right. And so to all of our dear sisters, I'm so thankful for every one of you. I would like for us to give a round of applause to our sisters. Sister Elias Shay, Sister Asila, Sister Jana. You know, to make a conscious choice as a woman to exit the world and study under God is not a lightweight thing. That's not a lightweight thing. And we're orientating our minds away, and that's something special. Because the gravitational pull of this world is real. The world says our value is in how we can entice a man with our form or physical beauty. And we accepted this as a standard, right? But the woman is the measurement of a civilization, so teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That means we have to set a new bar, right? A new standard. So tonight our topic is, when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan's teacher, he made a very profound statement. He said, when you teach a man, you teach an individual, but when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. Now, we can teach multiple men as individuals and end up teaching a small number, right? A small nation, really, right? So we want to know, why did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad give us this particular picture? And I hope we are feeling okay. Are we feeling okay? I hope we're feeling okay. If not, I hope that we feel better leaving out than we came in. Now, I didn't grow up in the church, but I have an appreciation for good preaching. Do you? I don't know about you, but when I hear a good gospel song, I feel it in my soul. And I don't know about you, but when I hear these teachings, I hear gospel truth. Right? And so you can't tell me that truth does not set us free. It's one thing, it may be a good thing that we don't have the Holy Ghost in here. Because some of the sisters may not appreciate having their garments stomped on. I'm just saying. Well, get up. But we do stand. You see us, we stand and we bear witness. We do. So I would like to talk about this profound statement as students in the class together. We can go to the slide. In a lecture entitled The Woman and the Dragon, delivered by Minister Farrakhan at Mas Mariam, he said, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. But that one that will come will end the suffering and relieve you of the burden of your sin that makes you ashamed. For your sins are to be forgiven and thrown in the sea of forgetfulness if you would believe on him. Talk about being set free. And he continued, we can go to the next slide. He said, so, if this one comes by means of a woman, then the woman is very important to God. But there's another force in the world called Shaitan, Satan, or devil. Well, the woman is also important to Satan. Because if Satan can corrupt what God is going to use, by whom and through whom he brings the Messiah, he must try to taint every womb and corrupt every heart of every woman in order to defeat the will of God. We can stop there because this is war. To me, this looks like something that's going on right now in the world. He says Satan wants to taint the womb and corrupt the heart of every woman. That means black, brown, red, yellow, white. That means our sister, mother, your wife, your daughter, he's after the woman. But we want to look at why the womb and the heart of the woman. Let's start with the womb. The womb is where life is conceived. My sisters, before me, we spoke on what we're taught. We're taught that in the origin of God, no, that the origin of God was in the triple darkness of space. and that this triple darkness is only found again in the womb of the woman. The origin of God was in the darkness. Now, darkness. I was listening to the lecture, Why the Fall of the Nation of Islam. That was a period of darkness for us, right? We had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad raising us up and doing for self. We were coming alive into the knowledge of ourselves, and we were moving as a nation. We had fish being brought on ships, right? We had a bank, right? We had factories. But it all fell when he departed. That's darkness. Was it triple darkness? The Honorable Minister Farrakhan, and Why the Fall of the Nation of Islam, he said that darkness is where ideas are formed. And he said, you can't build on television. Now, at that time, the minister's presence was desired in the public. Now, we know that makes sense, right? Because you know you can't present your baby or your plan on television and expect viewers to execute what God gave to you, right? To hold and nurture your baby. It's an intimate process. So like God did in the beginning, the minister worked in darkness. So the minister said he was moving in such a way in the darkness that by the time the enemy looked up, the nation was up. So the origin of God was in darkness. He formed himself out of it. Now, it had to be quiet there. Now, it's difficult to get things done in distraction. We know this, especially as mothers. Anyone knows that, right? But children, you know, they're asking for things. Your husband needs things. Your wives need things. The day has its demands. But in the enemy's world, he keeps us busy with nothing. And we love him for it. That's in Supreme Wisdom. It says, why does he love the devil? Because the devil gives us nothing. We work all day. We party all night till 3 or 4 in the morning. We have 6,000 channels to watch. We got our Netflix, our Hulu, our iPhones, Bluetooth in our cars, advertisements along the way while we're in our cars, demanding our attention to buy more trinkets and go out and party some more, right? So when do we step back from everything and pray, commune with nature, read, study, rest, right? Get some ideas. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah 25 and 47, and he is who made the night a cover for you and sleep for rest and made the day for rising. So there's a time for work and a time to rest. Life is formed in darkness. Now, Satan, what we talked about before, he wants to be in the darkness where ideas are formed and life is formed so he can corrupt them, right? He wants to be in the womb where life begins. He wants to be in the womb of the woman. What does it look like when Satan taints the womb? The definition of taint is to contaminate or pollute. So we can go to the next slide. So we went through this. So this is God in his self-creation from nothing. He began from the first brain cell of thought in the dark womb of space. That's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Okay, this source is from Mother Tynetta. You can look up the Final Call article, The Science of Creation Begins with Thought That Never Dies. Look what we have. So we can go to the next slide. Now, in the book, Force and Power of Being by Minister Ava Muhammad, she referred to the film Aliens. Now, this is, remember, Satan wants to taint the womb, right? So to give a picture, she said there's a movie centered around creatures from another planet. So think about that. A species that multiplies itself by virtue of implanting itself into the bodies of human beings. The gestation would take place in the body, and once it was capable of functioning independently, it would bust forth and destroy the very womb that it gestated in. So the same thing is taking place here. This alien mind, right, came into power, that's Satan, who implanted itself in our mind. She continued to say that even those of us who call ourselves Muslims have not been successful in completely removing the last vestige of this alien mind from within our minds. So this war entails, again, separation. And we separate by giving our mind over to a new idea, which gives way to new life, because life forms in darkness. We're living in a sea of darkness. There are things happening amongst us in our people, things we are doing to each other, things that we hear, that we see, that are very dark. We are living in dark times, cruel times, hard times. this world has reached the end of its light and wisdom. We can go to the next slide. So we can pick up the book entitled Torch Light for America. And the minister breaks this down. Now, this is a powerful quote. And he says, the beam of light that was seen shining down on the face of Moses in the design for the original seal of this country is a sign that the light from God is now beaming down on one from among the ex-slaves. In that light is the guidance that can heal America, the modern Babylon and the modern Egypt. Will America be healed? And so, now that we know this world no longer can give us the light that we need to grow, we are degenerating. It's like being in a class where the students are not being captivated, right? They're throwing spitballs, fighting each other. Sometimes the teacher is getting beat up. But, you know, now the schools are being shot up. And kindergartners are crying for their mothers because someone is shooting at them. That's darkness. That's Babylon falling. It's dark, it's evil, it's treacherous. But the minister said there is light even in intense darkness. What we're talking about is Satan. He wants that light and he wants to put it out. Because that spark will produce something. Now, this is a funny story. Where's Jamaica's? So we were lighting fireworks the other day. And we got finished and we went into the house. We heard someone banging on the door. It was like boom, 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 boom. It was shaking everything. We looked outside and the garbage can was on fire. A fire. I mean, they pulled up in a big truck. They was like, we called the fire department. Like, it was out of control. And we just like, but it started from a spark. That's what I'm saying. The boys didn't put the thing out. Sister Jennifer cracking up. The boys didn't put the embers out. The side of our truck is burned, family. It was terrible. So it started from a spark. But Satan has to put sparks out. That's the point. And so your spark can be your faith. The minister said that all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, right? And then you're full of life, right? Taking those steps and activity, drawn from the universe, right? So we're still talking about darkness in the womb, family. This is very important, and this next thing is very relatable. We talked about this. I think Sister Jana, this is now the seed of life has to pass tests before it comes to fruition. Has to pass tests. Again, we can go to the next slide. In the force and power of being, again, Minister Ava speaks of a sea monster that is referred to as Leviathan. David speaks about this monster in the book of Psalms. It's a sea monster that lives way down in the bottom of the ocean. She said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you think outer space is incredible, you haven't seen anything yet until you start probing the ocean. So if you think a squid or an octopus looks frightening, there are things living even deeper in the ocean that will blow us away if we saw them, right? Well, what is this a reflection of? Minister Ava continues. We have thoughts very deep in the deepest, darkest part of our mind that we don't even know are there. And if they were made known to us, they might send us into a state of trauma. He said, the only way to get out of that state and get to where we need to be is to confront the sea monster. And to help us confront it or force us to confront it, Allah gives us trials. He creates situations that we will never willingly go into. I know we can bear witness. He throws things upon us and we cry and we say, why me? You know, I could have dealt with it if it had been that. Well, Allah knows that's why the trial wasn't that. It was this. He doesn't try us with what we can easily handle. But Minister Ava said, you don't need to be tested on what you already have mastered. We need to be tested where we are weak, so we have to gird up our loins. This is a great explanation of trial. Thank you, Minister Ava Muhammad. This is Allah. So let's start winding this down. Now, this process of trial, you know, Satan can take us out in this process. He wants us to have doubt in these dark times, right? To doubt our Lord and to be ungrateful. So this process is really to uncover him so you can know what's in yourself. We want to uncover him and discover God. We have to uncover him because he whispers in our voice. We're taught that God and Satan are within. In your state of trial or state of disappointment, it's in Holy Quran, Surah 7 and 17. It says, I will approach them where? From their front, from their back, from their right, their left, and then you will find most of them ungrateful. Well, depression is at an all-time high, isn't it? Depression. And we study, a lot of it is due to chemicals in the food and side effects in the medicine. I don't know if we knew. Now, you know, one time, you know, me and my husband, we talked about this before, but one time he was taking a medication and I noticed a change when he took it. You know, my husband, if you know Brother Shamikas, he's energetic and optimistic. And so to be the opposite, it was, this is not right, you know. But here's the thing. We can't put it past this man to induce us chemically into these states so that we will be in an unstable and ungrateful state of mind. It's called a disappointed state. Remember, Satan, the Holy Quran, he says, because you have caused me to remain what? Disappointed. So we know that we can't be grateful and depressed at the same time. You usually aren't sorrowful over what you perceive to be blessings, right? It's not the same state. We're taught ingratitude is hated by God. Now, here's the thing. Ingratitude can make a person want to take back gifts. When you're ungrateful for something, you're treated as if... When you are grateful for something, you treat it as it ought to be treated. Then you can get the most out of it. Well, we've been given life. We have to be on guard from an inclination towards ingratitude and our state of mind and disappointment, right? And so in the process of our trials, we're being sifted. And so we understand Satan can be exposed and removed, or he can be the winner. That's the point. We don't want him to win in the darkness of our trial. Satan wants to come forth from the womb. So as women and as a people, we have to say, no, I'm giving birth to a God. So now women are the key to this. In fact, the proper relationship between man and woman is the key to this. Before we close, we're going to get quickly, very briefly into why. Back to the beginning, we are taught after God created himself in the triple darkness, he desired a companion. He desired comfort. He's studying himself and brought up the best part of himself, and that part is woman. He placed the secret of his creation in her. Mother Tynetta said, woman is the twin of God. We can go to the next slide. We can go to the next slide after this one. Twin of God. There she is. And so Minister Farrakhan said, it's in our nature as women to equal ourselves up to the level of our men. So imagine having a cup of water and placing the cup next to it, then sitting back and watching the second cup equal itself up to the first. That's the science of woman. This can be very good or it can be very dangerous. So we're speaking of the nature and science of women. So if a man is aspiring to be the king of the underworld, she's going to be the queen of it. This is the danger of having the wrong man in your life as a woman. In this state, we have a decision to make, to obey God or man. As women, we're taught we have to be strong enough to stand with God. The minister said that we are not the woman of man, we are the woman of God. So Minister Farrakhan in the lecture, Woman and the Dragon, stated that a good woman should be in the charge of a good man. He said, God has seen fit that Mary would be in the charge of a righteous man. He said, my dear sisters, it's difficult for you to be what God wants you to be unless there's in your life a righteous man. Now, a woman of God is not a weak woman. She finds her strength in the Lord. She is a woman that says, my God will make a way for me. So in that is a lesson for humanity. We say he, Allah, is one. God wants us to put him above everything. Thee alone do we beseech for help. Thee alone do we worship. Thee alone do we serve, and thine aid do we seek. The minister said this is of both men and women. He said in the lecture titled The First Law, Worship No God But Allah, there is not a woman born that can rest a man's soul. The soul longs for its creator. There is not a man on earth that can rest a woman's soul. The soul longs for its creator. So in closing, Minister Farrakhan said disrespect of the woman is the reason the world is in the condition that it's in today. He said when you disrespect the woman, you disrespect part of the nature of God.
He said this in his lecture, Power at Last Forever. He said the universe is after the feminine. Now we can go to the next slide. That's the proof to you that I got it from the minister. So masculine and feminine, right? So you have masculine names and then you have the feminine version of that, right? There's masculine and feminine attributes of Allah. So here is the woman. And she's a representative, or her feminine characteristic is that of mercy, right? We know that mercy is a feminine quality, right? So here's the woman in mercy. And so if you want to know the mercy of God, you can look at mother, right? We look at our babies and, you know, they make mistakes, right? You made a mistake. You're a criminal, you know, in the court. The judge is not going to treat you the way your mother. The judge wants to send you away. Your friends turn on you, but mother will put up her house to get you out. That's mother. We're a baby nation developing in the womb of America, a dark place. But this world, in mocking God and the prophets of God and this immense disrespect for life, shows that we are despising good things. In the Holy Quran, it says, this because they follow that which called forth the wrath of Allah, they hated Allah's good pleasure, so he made their deeds of no effect. So in this environment of despising good things and mocking prophets, I saw a post on Facebook the other day and it read, how can Christians say there is power in the name of Jesus when the letter J didn't even exist? We're not looking at the name, we're looking at the function. The name represents a function. What is the value of redemption and salvation in a world that wants you dead? But one stands up and says, no, I want you to live. So family, we are a nation of individuals and people that have problems with each other, slandering each other, killing each other, in the grave talking about each other's dirt and dragging each other's down, envious and jealous. Envy is the mother of murder. This isn't the work, walk, or talk of God. But he knows our condition and he gave us a messenger, gave us a minister, gave us a new family of brothers and sisters, guidance, warning, and instruction. He gave us mercy. This teaching is mercy. We can go to the next slide. The minister represents mercy. God gave us a messenger for 40 years. The nation fell, and after his departure, Allah gave us another chance, a final call to Islam. One of the unique qualities of woman is her mercy. Something is wrong when the mercy of a woman runs out. Thank you. When her compassion runs out, and you know we are different today. Today we're being arrested for domestic violence and murdering our children. We are dishing out the treatment we've received, and men are not feeling this. We're looking at the consequences of playing with women. So long story short, we should not play with women, and we should not play with God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, one of my sisters, she said before that he's styled after a woman. We don't want to reject that, and we don't want to reject his message. So if we want our nation to be healed, it's counterproductive to play with women. In Power at Last Forever, Minister Farrakhan stated that after God created himself from the dark womb of space, he had so much respect for that womb, he kept going back into it to create the sun and the moon, the star and the planets. He said when men disrespect women, they cut off their creative power. He said the woman must play a part in the nation or the nation will go to hell. We are establishing a new nation. We women in the MGT and GCC class are under the divine care of a master and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Don't let Satan cloud your perception. Don't let the arch deceiver, the weak, wicked creator of pornography and chief exploiter of women tell you the man of God was playing with women. It's an outright lie. And so we have in Surah 4:1-12, and whoever commits a fault or a sin then accuses of it when innocent, he indeed takes upon himself the burden of a calumny and a manifest sin. I stand as a representative of a woman in a new class with a new authority. In Revelation 7:13-5, it says, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? We wear them on Sunday. Because of the Lamb Elijah, my heart is a place for God, and my mind is being taken out of Satan's grip to be a helper in the establishment of a new kingdom. I leave you as I came to you in the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.